Episode 433, July 22nd, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you,
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Well, that was stressful, Joe Robinson.
Yeah, our compressor stopped working.
Stopped compressing. Mm-hmm. Won't turn on. We don't know why or how. But in a miracle, we managed to figure that out. Joe, you, me, and Katie.
You know what? These guys, they're actually, I mean, one of the things that frustrates me, I have a day job. We talk about that.
Frustrates me too, Joe. I need more of your attention.
The IT people, you know how they do the Nick Burns, like, move, you're an idiot. Well, yeah. That's not the issue. Where I work, we don't have an IT person on site, so they just expect you to do what we just did. Like, I do stuff like that all the time.
Yes.
And I have no technical expertise, and I'm supposed to, you know, install, you know, fax machines and things like that. So, you know, it goes through this Ethernet and all that stuff, and they're like, just plug, do the XY, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know any of that stuff. So.
No, we haven't really gotten much better at figuring this out.
Although we did solve it between me, you, and Katie.
We did. Yeah. So it'll be a little short show. There's no chat because we're basically starting an hour late. And, you know, Robbie had to go because I believe the Bachelorette is getting towards the end. So that's probably a big deal to you.
I don't watch it.
Really?
Whoa.
I don't like this current Bachelorette. I'm not watching.
Wow. She's the one that admitted to having sex with a guy twice in a windmill. One of the greatest Bachelorette moments of all time.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you start watching it and then in typical Robbie fashion, you hated her 15 minutes in, you're like, we're not watching this?
No, I knew her from the previous season of The Bachelor.
Yeah,
she
time.
She was a horrible choice and I boycotted.
He boycotted it. Way to make a stand. I didn't watch last year's Bachelor because of that guy bored me. And so look, it's a stupid show. I'm not going to defend it. All right. But welcome to the show. It's been a crazy weekend. I had two flight drama to Nebraska and coming home from Nebraska. What time do you feel like when you go to BWI Airport, uh-huh, that when it's an early flight, do you feel like it's going to be less crowded, normal crowded, or more crowded?
Obviously less crowded.
Okay. So I have a 6:06 flight. Now, I can drive myself and park and pay, or I can have Tawanda take me at 4:30 a.m. because it fits when she gets up and she can still get home and then change and get ready for work and shower. And that gets me there at about, you know, 5. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if I go myself, I got to park and then I got to take the shuttles. So I can get there. I can sleep a little
longer. You have an hour and 10 minutes to get through.
And I'm pre-checked in. I'm going to do all that stuff. So I'm thinking, you know what? That sounds fine. First sign of trouble, just the lane where everyone pulls into, it's traffic jam. So I'm like, well, this is not good. I mean, I'm looking at
you mean for her to drop you off?
Yes, the drop-off lanes are crowded. And, of course, I'm in Delta, which is towards the end. And I'm looking at my clock like, do I have the time wrong? It's like 4:50 a.m. Why is it? You would have thought it's rush hour, right?
It's bustling.
Exactly. So I'm like, well, that's a bad sign. Then I run in. And normally they have the little machines where you check in and they print you the boarding pass and then you just go to the drop-off bag and it's simple. No, that doesn't exist for some reason. So there's a huge line just to get to the counter. So I'm thinking, well, this is going to be close because there's like, if you don't get to there by 45 minutes, check in. You're not going to make your flight. So I get through that. It moves faster than I thought. And then I'm running to security and like there's a little bit of a bottleneck. I go, well, they're going in the wrong entrance. So I go around and I see like this super long line. And I'm like, well, that can't be it. And then I go to walk towards that line to find the end. And then there's a line, like a group of people on my left. And I realize that's the beginning of the line.
And they're like, hey, line's back here, buddy.
Yeah, it's come around. You can't see where it's wrapping around. It's like a roller coaster at some freaking big park. So I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you worried about you're clearly worried about missing your
flight. I'm not worried. I'm 90% that I'm going to miss
it. Did you go talk to somebody?
I just got to wait in line. I'm on my phone. Now, I don't have – my show's not till the next day, so it's
– if you miss it, you can
– right. It's just going to be a pain in the ass. But I'm basically looking at other flights today, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to – and but there was this whole runaround with me getting there at a certain time to get the key to the condo, which I was dreading having to just – after like 8 emails to figure that out, having to start over with that process. So luckily the line moves as fast as it possibly can. And I get to my gate at like 6 a.m. and I was able to get on.
Did you have a reserve seat or were you just screwed?
I had a seat, although that was shaky too because I'm on the cheapest flight. But look, I got on. Everything's fine. So then on the way back, by the way, the shows were good. It was a good time. And I get another early flight, 6:30 a.m. I'm supposed to be at the murder mystery, 7 p.m. in D.C. So, I have the Lyft guy. He gets there at 4:15. So I get there super early. The airport's, 10 minutes away. There's 4 gates. It's super small. But, I'm the last experience, I'm dreading being late. So, I get like 1 hour sleep. And then I get there super early, the exact opposite of the first day. It's pouring down rain. There's lightning. There's only 4 gates. We get to the gates. They're like, the pilot gets on the friggin' intercom. He comes out of the plane. He goes, I just want to let you guys know that this storm is above us and we're safer down here than up there. We're going to hold it. I can't tell you when. I'm like, okay.
But you're like, even if it's 5 hours, you're fine.
Well, right. Well, I have a connection.
Oh, I got
you. So I have an hour layover in Minneapolis. So that's going to be tight. It's tight even if it leaves on time. It's a little closer than I think.
Right.
So
you're going to miss that.
Right. Now, we have 4 gates, the small airport. There's 2 United on one end, 2 Delta. The guy going to Atlanta, that pilot gives that speech. They're supposed to leave at 6 a.m. We're at 6:30. Our guy finally shows up. He does the same speech. Now they're like, this lightning, it's right above us. It's looking at the weather. It's going to stay around till 9 p.m. Okay, it's 6:30 a.m. now. Okay, so now I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is my life. I'm here. And then I'm like, okay, do I leave?
Well, can I drive home?
Can I go back to the condo? I don't have the key anymore. How do I get that? I can't go to a hotel. I can't check in. By the way, all I want to do is watch the golf. It's on. So where would I go? So I'm like, I guess I'm just going to leave.
Which, by the way, I won.
You did win that, yeah. Yes. And then they're like, well, you can drive to Omaha because you can leave out of Omaha, but that's an hour away. But how do I get to Omaha? I'm looking at a Lyft for Omaha and those flights. Then I'm like, what if I fly into D.C. and go right to the Improv and then one of you guys drives me home? But then I can't shower. I don't have my clothes. It's just a whole. So finally, our fucking pilot. I guess he's just like, fuck it. Because he left and the Atlanta pilot didn't. It's the same sky.
He went home is what you're saying.
No, no. He said, we're flying.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes. And we're like, the Atlanta people are like, well, why isn't our guy doing this? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I guess he.
Yeah, talk to him.
Right.
You'd be like, hey, don't cock block me. Just keep your mouth shut. Right.
So
after we're in the air, you can start complaining.
But if I'm the fucking Atlanta people, I'm pissed because I'm like, they're both flying into the air the same place. Right. How come it's safe for us, but it's not safe.
We're about 15 degrees the other direction.
Right. So I just say, so then they rebooked me, which got me home around 5-ish. And then by the time I got out of there and everything, I was going to miss the Improv show, which leads me to your guys' drama.
Well, I mean, there was a podcast, which by the way, I guess is a very popular podcast. It's called, I don't remember what it's called, but it's about the relationships between two best friends where one is straight and the other's gay.
Right. Well, if you're selling out the Improv in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Yeah. And they, Robbie watched it. He was complaining.
It's called Just Between Us.
That's it. Just Between Us. But, you know, I mean, they're immensely more popular than we are.
Yes.
Well, they have a New York Times bestseller.
Their compressor never breaks.
No, they're not going to have to worry about this shit. It's funny because it was a live podcast. It was sold out. Guess how many, Robbie, if you know the answer, don't. If you don't know it, you can guess. How many episodes of this podcast exist? It's, by the way, they just sold out the DC Improv in the middle of the day on a Sunday.
200.
I'm going to say the same as that one you listened to.
No, it's questions? More than that. It's more than Blunt Questions. 19 episodes.
Oh, mm-hmm. So this might be their very first live event. Are they local or are they?
No, they're from L.A.
And they're touring, Rob.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Robbie's saying it with contempt, but obviously they're highly successful.
Right? Yeah, good for them.
Well, I think that they're pretty good broadcasters, to be honest. I just hate everything they stand for.
Well, okay, let's not talk about their politics.
No idea what they stand for.
I will say this. They don't know shit about what it means to perform with somebody, you know, following you.
Right.
So they were completely disrespectful of the fact that there was another, you know, us. I mean, I remember one time we were jamming job. You remember this, Robbie, and that Dave Matthews cover band came? We ran long, and I was stressed. I was like, let's get moving. Everything I could. Well, they had people doing a meet and greet with them 15 minutes into the doors were supposed to have opened. Now, by the way, it's 104 degrees out. They're supposed to be off by 5:30. Okay. The line to
which
see,
is already later than we like.
Right. That gives us 30 minutes to set up everything, and then they open the doors 30 minutes. Well, they had such respect that they went 45 minutes after that. And then our people start showing up. And by the way, we sold out.
Yeah, so it was packed.
So it's packed. So people are all the way up and standing there waiting to get into the improv. So
and it's potentially going to rain.
Well, it's also triple digits.
And it's 98 degrees.
No. It depends on where
you
were.
It's miserable.
It's over. Our car said that at one point it was 103 degrees outside.
Ridiculous.
So now.
The line was all the way to the sidewalk. Rob,
right. The lines
show.
Are to the sidewalk. So they're outside. So when they come in to see this comedy show, what's their mood?
They're hot. They're pissed off.
They're pissed off, right, that, hey, this club. And meanwhile, you know, I mean, the club does have a responsibility, but you could tell they were pissed, right? And you know, that was the situation. So it ended up being a pretty good show in spite of that, but that certainly did not help us. So then sound didn't get an opportunity to...
And you had to play, you know... play my role at last minute, essentially.
Right.
I mean, I told you in the morning, but still day of.
Yeah, the day of. And by the way, it wasn't like I was sitting at home memorizing. We had an open house here.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things we had to do. And finally, and then I got to drive there. So.
And then do your normal canning out
right,
roles.
Do every, yeah,
you
do
already
all
have,
stuff.
you had to take on two jobs.
But anyway, you know, it ended up being a pretty good show. I mean, there was a couple hiccups. I'm not going to go through all that, but. You know, I mean, it was a good show. Everybody there had a good time. One lady, though.
Oh, boy.
One lady comes up and goes, man, I really, really enjoyed it, but I guess you guys are still working things out. Okay? And I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, I was expecting there to be more 90s references. I go, what? I mean, literally, Pontiac Sunfire, Ford Probe, Zima,
Buffy,
Sega Genesis, Real World, Jodeci,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
I mean, just non-stop references. There's probably over 100 90s references in there, and we're
Zima.
Dressed. Yeah, and we're dressed in like the 90s. We're playing music exclusively from the 90s.
Hanson, Ace of Base.
And I'm like, all right, okay, you know, whatever. That's
Pulp
fun.
Fiction, Forrest Gump.
But other than that, yeah.
I mean, literally every reference.
Yes, every single. I mean,
every song, yeah. Every.
But it was a good show. There's some things. It could have gone better, but the audience probably was unaware of most of it.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we'll be back there for Halloween, literally Halloween night at the DC Improv, which we hopefully there'll be. That's a Thursday, I believe. There'll be no show before us, so we can get there plenty of early, Robbie.
So I got some news for you. Quit looking at the computer because that's where the news is.
All right.
And let's can we take a break? And when we come back, I'll reveal some pretty big news.
Be right back.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. These two plan to be wed. It's too bad someone will drop dead.
We're having a wedding, and you're all invited. Die Laughing Productions presents Love and Marriage and Murder. It's the bride and groom's big day. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. They'll love until the end of time. The end indeed, because this is a murder mystery, a wedding whodunit. Can you solve it and live happily ever after? Love and Marriage and Murder stars me, 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Joe and Katie Robinson, the real-life newlyweds, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions performers. But the real stars of the show are all you, the wedding crashers in the audience. We have audience roles available for willing volunteers. The rest of you could sit back, laugh, and enjoy a wedding day ruined by an untimely death, and maybe help solve a whodunit.
Debuting August 20th at the Ram's Head on stage in Annapolis. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Robin Joe Show.
So I got this email. I got it today at 2:15.
So this is hot off the presses.
Yes, it's from the program director at 98 Rock saying that they had discontinued running the syndicated Billy Madison show, which had been airing Sunday through Thursday, 10 to 1 a.m.
Interesting.
We are starting a 98 Rock After Hours, a mix of music and stand-up comedy at 10 p.m. in the interim while we reevaluate other options at this period.
Okay, go on.
So that happened. Within 4 hours, I said, you know that I, and I put in parentheses, we, have interest. Let me know if there's any part we can play in helping fill this open slot. Thanks. So that's where we are right now. Now, if you're a Patreon, we did a demo.
Yes.
We've already tried to get this spot.
We've been on the air for 10 years.
Yeah.
12, 15 years.
Yeah. We've been on a lot, well, I was going to say a lot longer than most, but not really, because they don't, it's all the same people. So.
In terms of 98 Rock listeners and our brand and our identifiableness, what's the term?
Yeah, no, familiarity.
Like,
yeah.
Familiarity, that's the word, yes. I mean, you're higher than me, but you're in the top 10 of anybody they would name, right?
You mean at all on the station? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, they would be, it would be the three people in the morning, the two people in the afternoon,
Amelia,
the one person middays, and then now that Keith isn't on there, it's me and Paul are probably the next two.
Yeah, I mean,
Paul Mittermeier, who does sports.
Exactly. I mean, if you're counting the Ravens broadcast people, that's different. But in terms of a non-football game,
but I'm on the Ravens.
But you're on that.
Yeah.
But they're going to say Jerry Sandusky before.
They probably
right.
will.
Yes.
Well, maybe not 98 Rock fans, but maybe they probably still
right.
will.
But my point is.
By the way, real quick.
If they want to hire in-house, which we hope they do.
For our new listeners, not Jerry Sandusky, the Penn State guy, the play-by-play guy for...
Different person.
Yes, different person.
And different spelling and different beliefs on
yes,
children.
They don't share the same proclivities.
Exactly. Okay, did he respond to this?
Well, I sent that at 6:31 when I saw it.
Okay, so I'm assuming this is something that would be recorded. You're not going to. They expect
well, that's
you to
all
be.
That I can. That's all I would offer, right?
We've
done this before. We've offered this before, right? So how? What do you think of what I wrote? Are you comfortable with that?
I do. I'm not comfortable with us talking about our compressor breaking when we were talking about recording shows from this studio.
Good point. You think we should have a compressor?
I think we. Well, hey, if we get this, we'll invest in a new compressor.
What if he's like, all right, well, let's check out what's going on, and they go back and listen to this show, which will be the worst audio that we've had in 3 years or whatever.
Well, let me interrupt. I'm going to cut this part out. But did you read what Marcus said? He said there might be a reset button on that compressor.
Oh, hell yeah.
Check
okay.
for that later.
You don't need to edit that out. That's beautiful.
No, he wants us to sound like that we did everything but hit reset. Does it say reset? Because that's what we need.
Oh, there it is. Reset.
Yeah.
I see it now.
It says if it stops working, hit this and everything works.
He said it's a breaker, like if something happens with electricity.
So let's read his email again. Let's analyze every word of it.
Sure. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I assume this is public information. Because
is it just to you or is it to multiple people?
It's to all sales and all 98 Rock on air.
Okay.
You should have gotten it, too.
I should have.
I don't know if you're in that group.
Bad,
but
okay.
Yeah, if you're not in there, that's not good. I hope you got it.
God, who got it before me?
So it says, 98 Rock has discontinued running the syndicated Billy Madison show, which we have been airing Sunday through Thursday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. By the way, what do they do on Friday, Saturday?
I guess it's they just play music. You know, people aren't listening. For
gotcha.
Talk at Friday night.
We're willing
no
to
idea.
Do 7 days a week.
Yes.
So anyway, it says we are starting 98 Rock After Hours, It's, to put in parentheses, a mix of music and stand-up comedy.
Great name, by the way.
At 10. God, Robbie. Of course, yes. Why wouldn't you insult the people we're trying to? Okay, perfect. Anyway, sorry, I got distracted.
I think it's a perfectly fine name.
By Robbie's business sense. Anyway, back to what I was saying. We are starting 98 Rock After Hours, which Robbie just shit on, at 10 p.m. in the interim while we reevaluate other options for this time period. So they're reevaluating options.
Okay. So in the interim, they're definitely going to, well, the easiest thing they can, they already throw up the sort of best of the morning show at like 8 o'clock, right?
That's what. That's why you don't start till 10. I mean, remember right. when Theo and I had that show, it started at 7. So they're now taking what they believe to be the best day parts and playing it.
Yes.
And then, you know, that sucks to be Billy Madison. I promise you, Billy Madison somewhere is a popular show somewhere in the world.
Maybe they can get that podcast. It was with the DC Improv. Just have them do it.
Hey, yeah. I don't know if that's quite the same demo.
Robbie,
but...
you like that? Well, I'm totally gang game for
totally gay too.
And gay. I'm gay for this idea. I'm down to do whatever we need to do, Joe.
Well, I want to break down again what I wrote. Which is,
yeah.
Okay.
Let's break that down.
Okay. You know, I, and you see, I put we, because I wanted to make sure you knew that you were involved.
Yes.
I, parentheses, we, have interest. Let me know if there is any part we can play in helping fill this open slot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Very non-invasive.
Yeah.
You know, not, we just like, hey, you need help? We we're here. I feel like if you ask too much, I don't know why it is, they don't want you. I've said that already.
Well, you're not asking, he's asking. I mean, he's sending this out.
Well, no, it's going out to everybody on the whole station. He's not
right.
All he's saying is, you know, this is what we're doing while we reevaluate other options. He's not really asking us for
There's
anything.
No reason for him to tell you if he wasn't interested in you knowing that. Well, and if he's not interested in you knowing that, I mean, right?
Well, he might be interested in the people that are on air knowing about it, so they don't mention a show that's not on the air. They probably don't listen from 10 to 1. I don't even know what happens most of the time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why that. The reason he doesn't want sales to know is sales probably has that as part of their package. You can be on this, you can be on this, you can be on this, you can be on the Billy Madison show.
So you are saying that he is not soliciting?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not soliciting.
Robbie,
right?
What do you think?
I think there's a little bit of soliciting going on.
I mean, have you ever been on one of these emails before?
Yeah. This group right here, 98 Rock On Air, I'm in that group.
Okay.
So if
I think Joe's response is exactly what he was looking for.
All right.
No, you're wrong. I'm telling you, he doesn't. That's not what's going on. It hasn't occurred to him. He forgot that we were interested in doing that.
I don't believe that.
He's forgotten that.
I don't. Look, they're thinking of ideas.
Do you think people will be setting
their
alarm
saying
for 10 p.m. to listen to our show?
Of course not. But they've tried two times in a row to go nationally syndicated, and it's for whatever reason, it's not working. Right?
Yeah. Well, I guarantee you that there's as good a shot that Billy Madison show has as much to do with, because here's the thing. The way that works is they say, hey, you can have our show for free, but we get to sell this percentage of advertising.
It's easy.
That's
it's
how
the
it
easiest
works.
Thing to
so
do.
The station gets free content and they can sell their own show. So usually they're in a spot like 7 to midnight, which is already not great. But instead what they've done is they've moved them 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., which no one is listening. I mean, there might be times at that point, that time of the night, there's 100 people listening.
So what you're really saying is what they should do is just play music.
No, I'm not saying that because, no, I'm dead serious.
Well, if there's 100 people listening, that's what I would do.
Listen. They have to have content, so that's the first thing.
Why do they have to have content?
Well, they can pre-record it, and they can just have a DJ go, hey, this is so-and-so. You're right.
Yes,
but
I mean,
what I would do if I were them, and maybe we're not the answer, but I would say, I'm going to use that time to groom another show, okay?
Right.
And they find somebody who's eager and wants to do a kind of show that's marketable, and then you pay them $10 an hour. Now, we're not going to do that, but somebody would. And then they would record it and they'd be like, does that, you know, is this something that has appeal or whatever? Is it resonating with anybody? Oh, it's not. All right. We tried you out for 6 months. You're gone. Right. And then until they find somebody, they go, okay, well, this is a good show. And then you have something. If all of a sudden, you know, Kirk and Marianne are doing a remote and, you know, the you know, mm-hmm. whatever. I was going to say they die. But anyway.
Jeez.
Yeah, no. It's pretty morbid. Yeah. But anyway.
After hours.
And then they go, what next? Well, now they're going to be out trying to, first of all, they're going to throw a regular day part, you know, in, you know, Wendy will be doing that slot until they figure out what they're going to do for there, or some Matt Davis or whatever is going to be shoved in there and doing that. Okay. And then what they'll do is they say, all right, what do we got? Well, what if they have this show at night that they like?
No, you don't. I get all that. It seems to me 10 to midnight, it does scream, if we're going to have someone, it's just one person.
Yeah.
And it's not really a show. It's just pumping up a few local events and playing music.
Yeah. Well, if they do that, they'll just grab one of these
yeah.
part-timers and they'll throw them on there and that'll be it. Or they'll just put it in the can and... But are they have this show mm-hmm. on, I guess, I see. The budget is nothing for this.
Right. Are we able to talk about the sports thing yet?
Well, we've been doing that on Patreon, so I don't think it's fair to then give the reveal on this show.
Okay.
Right? Is that fair?
Agreed.
Are we able to give that reveal on Patreon next time?
No. We can't.
So we can't. So you could have just said, okay.
Well, no, we might be able to the next time, but as far as I know right now.
That's what I'm saying. It's not.
There is no answer.
There okay. is no answer right now.
We're still
at least,
waiting to hear.
Not a public answer, no.
Gotcha.
But can I say? I don't want to say.
Then
we'll,
don't say.
We'll wait till we get.
Then don't say.
We'll wait till Patreon is involved. That's fair, right?
Yes.
Yes. Tease the Patreon.
There we go. All right. So on a scale of what percentage do you think this. Is it right now that this 10 to 1 a.m. involves the both of us as a some sort of
5%?
Less than 10%. Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think it involves just you? Although I don't know why they would have you if you're not doing if you're just
and
broadcasting.
And I can't run the board.
Yeah.
So same amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say congratulations to Wendy Townsend for her new gig.
Well, she got a full-time job now. I don't know that she even wants to do 10 to 1. By the way, she does weekends. A lot of people do weekends. More people listen then.
No, but she'd come in and record from 7 to 8 in that side
true.
Room or something. I don't know.
Well, hell, they could get, they used to have Beef Wellington on there. And I guess we can say it on here.
Beef Swellington? Eric Woodward's porn?
Not name? Beef Swellington. Beef Wellington, who was Justin. He just did another voice. And it's like, and it's so funny. It made me laugh so much because I'm like, I wonder if he has any idea the kind of leverage he has there. He was doing the mornings. Mm-hmm. He was doing the nights, Beef yeah. Swellington. And he was also, they were replaying his stuff during the weekends. So literally, he was on multiple parts of every single day.
Well, how about this? How about from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m., they just replay the entire morning show from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. Why don't they just do that? From eight, yeah, if they are doing 8 to 10, just go 8 to 1. It's just the exact same thing,
minus the
traffic
that,
reports.
That's probably the best idea.
Yeah.
And you know what they should do at 1 a.m.? They should play the Kirk and Marianne show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they play that, and then the morning show starts.
There we fixed it.
I mean, that's not a weird thing, because Howard Stern, they basically put the West Coast feed on... like if 100 is the Howard Stern station on Sirius,
yeah,
and then 101, they just replay it, and then during the when it's not, what are they? What's he on, Robbie? 7 to 11 or something like that?
Yeah, to 10:30, 11.
Yeah, so that's what he is, and then they just play the different parts from that day later on in the day.
Perfect.
So yeah, you're right. It's not that would be, and the morning show's hilarious, and so's the and there's comedic content in the. In the afternoons as well. Yeah, I mean, that's what they should do.
But
they got to know that, right?
But then at some point, they're going to have to, does the morning show say, hey, how about a little more money if we're doing basically, 10 hours, 11 hours?
Well, I know this, is that you are only worth as much as they think you are. So,
right.
Like, honestly, if Justin went, tomorrow's like, hey, you know what? I'm leaving. It would cripple that station, right?
Yeah.
But they have to know it. They have to know. And I'm not saying that Justin's bigger than the brand, but he's very important to the brand. I mean, very important, right?
Yeah.
So if all of a sudden they're like, okay, we don't think you're worth what you think you're worth. You're gone. By the time they realize that, you know, oh my God, this guy was our brand along with, you know, Spiegel. No offense to Scott, but that's the brand, right?
Yeah.
And they don't realize it. Well, then they're already gone. Well, it doesn't matter. Does that make any sense?
It does make sense.
So anyway, the point is that I don't know if they have that kind of leverage. I don't know. Management knows. They know if they have that kind of leverage, but, you know, I mean, I work for a big giant company and they don't know who I am. Do you understand?
Right.
So if my boss went to, you know, his boss and she went to there and go, listen, this guy needs to make blah, 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 they'd be like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
And they would say, let him go. So whatever value I had, it wouldn't matter to them.
Let's talk about this. It has to do with Justin and 98 Rock. They posted from their Twitter about, and you said it was Justin, so I don't know if you said this to Justin or you said it on the air, that the Top Gun trailer came out, the new Top Gun.
Yes.
And then you said, I believe, the absolute dog shit or something.
It looks like a turd. It looks like an absolute turd. Right.
Which I disagree with because it's 90% just jets flying around, so how could that look bad?
Well, because they also have that cheesy, you know, like, you know, the I got a need for speed or whatever. There's like five of those in the...
Which I like. That's what I like about the movie.
You should be an admiral by now and you're only a whatever. I mean, it's
that's
so corny.
The Top Gun shtick. Okay.
But anyway, that's... I'm not...
But why
that.
Did he say... Did you say that in confidence to him? Or?
No.
Because you said now everyone's going to turn on me.
Well, yeah, which they didn't, by the way. But
they didn't, too bad.
But no. Justin said on the air, oh, I just saw the Top Gun trailer. It looks amazing, whatever. And I text him and I go, I texted Scott and Justin. I go, it does not look amazing. It looks like shit.
Okay. Right.
So then he tweets out, and I know it was him, Joe Robinson thinks that calls us. So people are going to be like, fuck him. Right. Meanwhile, I got more positive than negative. Yes. It does look horrible. It looks horrible.
Well, no, it looks like what a Top Gun sequel should look like. If you think Top Gun's horrible, yeah.
Yeah. No,
like if you see a
Top
Happy
Gun's
Gilmore.
Well, hold on.
That's fine.
Top Gun is horrible.
But if it's representing, but it's super immensely popular, it was a very successful movie.
Hear me out. But it wasn't horrible when I saw it. But if you look at it now and they're on the beach playing volleyball and he's fucking riding on his motorcycle and flying, it's fucking horrible.
I think it's stylized.
You couldn't watch it today.
I think they're not scene for scene, but if they do something with that tone updated with today's sensibilities.
Yeah,
which is what they're going to try to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's too many of these kind of movies for this to work where it's such style over substance. The Mission Impossible are the main ones, because really, if it wasn't for these amazing, you know, action scenes,
yes,
it's a really fucking horrible movie, right? So, and the John Wicks
I don't
more.
Think that.
The John
I think there's,
Wicks
there's,
are,
there's some humor in those movies.
No, I'm not acting like it's they're no. Sorry, you're right. Horrible's not fair. They're not very good movies. I mean, you know, it's the John Wicks are even more so.
Okay.
There's no story at all, and the action is even, in my opinion, I like it better than the Mission Impossible.
But what you just said was, if it wasn't for the sex scene, this porn wasn't a good porn. I mean, that,
no.
And you're watching it for the action,
right.
The little one-liners.
Well, you do understand that an action movie can't be exclusively action. You know, Die Hard, which I consider the greatest action movie of all time.
Yes.
Had a great villain.
It had heart.
Yeah. And so, you know, there was, and the story was cool. It had never been seen. Nothing like that had ever been seen before.
Right.
So, yes, you're right. But a porn is, that's not a fair analogy. You still expect an action movie to not, if it's all catchphrases and cheesy lines, I'm not going to enjoy that. You got to give me something.
You're right. But, I mean, like the James Bond movies and the Mission Impossibles, a lot of it's, the scenery, the nice cars. It's just this world that you're in. And it's like I'm completely in a different world right now.
Well, if I'm watching it at home, I probably would enjoy it. But if I'm out, if I've gone out, and then, like I said, Mission Impossible is a perfect example. People are like, oh, it's got a 98% or whatever. And I see it, and you're like, yeah, the action is great, but the... You know, everything else is kind
of... I don't think it was as good as everybody was saying. I thought some of the previous ones were better. But I think it's very enjoyable time at the movies. You seem to be on a little bit of a trend of shitting on things, which is what you do. But like the Beatles movie, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't speak to it. But I
go to 40 movies a year.
Right.
I'm gonna, maybe I'm.
If one thing bothers you in the movie, that can ruin the movie. It's a little Robbie.
Not like Robbie. Robbie's way worse.
But it's getting closer to Robbie than
no,
we're used
listen,
to
No, listen. This is it's the exact opposite.
Okay.
Okay? Robbie is never just like, oh, that movie's okay. Robbie doesn't do that.
Right.
I do. And even about that movie yesterday, mm-hmm. I'm like, I had a fine time. You know, I had a fine. And I equated it to Kindergarten Cop. You know what I mean? I'm like, I enjoyed it. I know it's not a great movie, but, you know, I mean, I had fun watching it. And then, you know, whatever. Of course, J.L. Covad's like, what the fuck? You know, he gets so as if I'm saying it was the worst movie that, well, you know, it's just okay. It's Crazy Rich Asians. It's just there.
But you did give it a D, right?
I gave it. And it's so funny. You must be reading.
I did. Yes.
I think I gave it a C-, right?
Well, now we're talking semantics.
Right. But hear me out. Mm-hmm. So J.L. goes D+, C-. He goes, that means it's dog shit. Well, no. F means it's dog shit. And even a low F, right? Because, for example, if you give something a D+, if you give it a 68%, it's a fresh tomato.
No. You're grading it on a different scale.
Well, I get to grade it however I want. But you do know this. D+, C- is not dog shit.
But,
dog shit is an F.
Okay, but in an A to F, you know,
yeah, but if you
a 59 and a 1 is the same.
Well, no, 69 is D+.
But I'm talking about the entire scale of F is from 0 to 59.
I hear what you're saying. But, for example, this, if you said it's an average film, meaning you'll see as many films better than it as you will worse, is that really that horrible? Is that that bad? Well, that's basically what you're saying when you say C-. It's in the. And by the way, if you say C-, I assume what you're saying is it's in the top 70%. It's in the top, 30th percentile or whatever. That's where it is. And that is where it is. I'll probably see. By the way, that's not horrible to
say. I think we're
C-.
Just arguing semantics.
Yeah, maybe.
To me, a C- is not fine. It's a movie I would not recommend. I would say don't.
But I wouldn't recommend it. I'd recommend
anything that I considered as fine. To me, a B is fine.
Well, if I say, okay, then I said fine and then use a different letter. Fine is the adjective that I use. They made me put a letter on it. And I don't even remember if that was me or Katie, but you follow what I'm saying. Robbie's saying to wind down. He's typing at us.
Gotcha. All right. Did you see the Mr. Rogers trailer last thing with Tom Hanks?
No, I saw the documentary, but.
No, it's got, and it's got the guy from The Americans. So you didn't watch that show, surprising, Matt. You did, Robbie, right?
Yes.
Did you see the trailer? I mean, I got all a little misty-eyed. It looked maybe
no,
I'm cheesy.
No, I have not seen the trailer yet.
Here's the thing. When I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Rogers sucked. Okay? I know he was a good guy.
Right.
But we didn't like watching Mr. Rogers. We fucking didn't watch. Matter of fact.
Oh, no, I don't remember watching it.
We would watch, like, Electric Company, and then fucking Mr. Rogers would come on, and we turn it off.
Right. I think when you watch his trailer, it's because it's Tom Hanks, and all your Tom Hanks emotions are being invoked.
No, I gotcha. And I don't think, like I said, Mr. Rogers, I'm sure, was a fine guy.
Is it invoked or evoked?
Well, I thought you said it wrong, but I wasn't going to.
Yes.
In vogue.
In vogue. Is it evogue? Vogue?
So anyway, but the point is that, you know.
What's
I'm
your
not,
favorite song about Vogue?
I'm not going to get misty.
Yes.
Over. Yes, he was a good guy. And when I saw the documentary and that Candy Cap Kid came out and then came out like 30 years later, that got me. But that's not about the show. That's about, you know, human kindness.
Well, I think that's what the movie's about. It's not.
I won't see it. I hate that. D+.
All right. Short show this week. Sorry about that. I'm not going to be in Oregon and Idaho with Koechner. It's a long story. Not my fault. He canceled. That's nothing to do with our relationship. I thought I'd make that clear. Anything to plug coming up here? August 20th is our next local murder mystery. It's a brand new Love and Marriage and Murder at the Ram's Head in Annapolis.
Yeah, but what's local? You know, we also are in the Bright Box in Winchester. What day?
August 10th.
August 10th,
Virginia Beach, September 1st. So that's on the next, 5 weeks or so. And, you know, it's almost football season. We can get all your pregame show with you and Keith.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to be at the very first Ravens practice on Thursday. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, or even if you're listening on Thursday, turn this off and turn on the...
Do they give you a bunch of Ravens swag to wear?
Hey, they asked me my shirt size, and I said large, unfortunately. Yeah. And the assistant program director goes, oh, I'm XL, so it doesn't make me feel too...
Maybe you can get Chris or Steve to make some five-plated Raven training camp.
Yeah, I don't know that would be Ravens approved. But anyway, then I'm also on Friday morning, but on Saturday morning, I'm broadcasting from the Ravens' first public practice.
Okay.
So that's cool. I'm going to be on the field.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. All right. Congrats. We're out. Till next week. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.